This is a work I made with this colleague of mine, and it's a research on strategic planning for the long-term care in Lombardy region, made by the local authorities who works together. And the aim is to show that on the one side we have not this big coverage of the needs, and on the other side the public managers don't know about needs. So why are not why the knowledge of needs and the awareness of the fact that they don't know the needs is so low between public managers, since they, since the sector is not able to cover all the needs of the population. So since we have to gain a better match between the public supply and the needs of population, we investigated how the public manager know the needs. We know that strategy making requires evidence, so it requires data and analysis. And this is true in long-term care, because we are required to give solution to needs which are much more which are broader than the resources we can use. And at the same time, we know that decisions are made with path dependencies, following path dependencies, or isomorphism, or sometimes even with a sort of a garbage can models. I'll try to give you an example of this inconsistency between needs and services concerning long-term care. And I'll show the case of Lombardy region, which is a Lombardy of almost 10 million population in Italy, in the northern part of Italy. And it's also one of the region with the, where the system for the public sector for the long-term care is better than in the other regions in Italy, but we have many problems the same. And the target population, about 1,985,000 people are over 65 years old, and the target population in need of long-term care can be estimated in 368,000 to 239 individuals. I will show you some facts and figures about the gap between needs and services in the region, and then the case study about the knowledge and the awareness of public managers, which is made with primary data about strategic planning, and we made interviews and focus group with public managers. Some facts and figures. This is the total amount, the public expenditure, not only for the long-term care, but the social services and for the long-term care. So the total amount is 11 billion and 100 million euros, and I'll try to give you the governance of this total amount. The governance is made this way. 6% of this amount of money is decided, the actor who can decide is the local planning authority, which is an office who works to make all local authorities work together. 98 of these offices are working in Lombardy region, so about 100,000 people for each, even if they are not always the same, but on the average. So we have 6% of money which are in the hand of the office who is responsible to make local authorities work together and make the strategic planning for local authority in social services. Then 14% about is in the end of the Lombardy region, which is for the long-term care and local and home care services on the health side. Then we have 740%, which is in the end of the local authorities, the municipalities, who is different from this 6%, because each of these of the 1,500 local authorities in the Lombard region uses this money on itself. So they don't work together with this money, and they are forced, it's compulsory to work together with this money. Then we have this 740%, which is provided by the families, so it's out of pocket. And the 64% is the national insurance. So the main issue is, if you are a public manager and you are on strategic planning, and your strategic planning is made just knowing what happens with the 60-22%, how much of the problem you touch, since the most of the money is outside, and the 64% is in the hand of the families, which is a national insurance, so it's an allowance which is given to the families from the public sector. That's the governance situation. Given this situation, some facts and figures about service provision. First of all, Lombardy region is has 57,000 beds in residential structures, which means 3.4% of the older population over 65 years, and this means that Lombardy region is one with the best coverage, one of the better region in the, from the point of view of the coverage of population in Italy. And if we don't talk about bed, but we talk about people, we shift from 70,000 people to 70,000 beds to 93,000 people, and 15,000 more in day-only structure, so residential structure. They own the structure, and we are talking about 108,000 people. If we look at the home care service situation, we see that the users, we have two kinds of home care service. We have the health-based home care, and we have the social-based home care. This is provided by the health authority, the local health authority, and it's financed by the Lombardy region. This is provided by the local authority, and it's provided by the local authority, and it's financed by the local authority, which is the municipality. So this is the part with, so it's a part of the money given by the municipality, and this is part of the money given by the Lombardy region. And we are able to gain a coverage of 25% of population, but maybe less, because we don't know if people who are provided with the social-based home care are also provided or not with the health-based home care. So we don't have a joint information system, which means that maybe there are some double accounting about these people. So it's not more than 25%, maybe less. I would be sure it's less. how much care is given to these people. The health based on care is about 2 hours a week, and the social based on care is about 3 hours a week per week per user. So, try to stay. Which time? 25. At 5:25. Okay. So, since we are talking of the stock, I don't count the people, but the beds. So, 75 beds more the users in home care, which are 94,000, 72 health based, 22 social based. The residential care plus the home care is given to 165,000 people in Lombardy region, which means 44.8% of the people in need, the estimated people in need of long-term care in Lombardy region. While we know that there are informal care workers, which means people who work for each family, inside the family, paid by the family, out of the radar, completely out of the radar of the public system, which are estimated to be 150,000. 150,000. So it's about 40% of the population. Maybe some of this population are also users of the health-based or of the social-based system. So what we know is that 85% of the population is under coverage, but 44% at the maximum is less than 44.8% with this kind of public services, and 40% with this kind of private service. And this is not just a sum, because we cannot add this one, this to this, because maybe some of this can also use it inside this number. So we can have another double accounting. So this is the top, but I'm quite sure that it's less than 85%. So 44% of people in need of long-term care access public services in Lombardy region. Only 19% are included in residential services. The amount of home care is very low. The market of informal care is partly financed by public funding. I showed before that, before you came inside, that 64% of the money in Lombardy region is given by the national insurance straight to the family, so the family have the money in their pocket, and it's part of the money they use to buy out of pocket, but the public system doesn't know anything of what the family do with this money. So it's not a voucher, it's just money to do whatever you want. We don't know who are the users of the services, so we don't know if the people accessing to home care are the same receiving the allowance. And so we have the risk that more people in need of long-term care than those identified in our analysis lack any access to services. There is a big gap between managers' knowledge and population needs. I'll go straight to the Lombardy knowledge system in Lombardy region. So the Lombardy region, for the local planning authority, which is 98 local planning authority, the settings we will see in the slides, in the following slides, has defined a system of knowledge to help assist assessing social needs and changing in the territorial areas, and to develop knowledge and make and help actors, local actors, sharing knowledge through a network approach. The system of knowledge has generated 7 goals. So for the Lombardy region, it has been the main goal is to help the 98 local planning authorities to connect the municipalities, which are working. Each of them is working on without connecting to the others, to connect municipalities with local health authorities. For example, the local health authority doesn't know if some of these 72,000 also are in the social help, and the municipalities don't know if some of these 22,000 are also in the health-based home care, residential home care system. So they don't have a unified information system who allows everyone to have a better knowledge of what's going on in the services. So, first of all, connecting municipalities and local health authority to have integrated services between for the population, to integrate policies between different sectors, for example, the policy in the for the work market, and the policies for the house, and the policies for the healthcare, and the policies for the young population, to have a better knowledge of needs, to create homogeneity in the way people access to the services in the different municipalities inside the same district, and to favor public and families resource pooling, because as I showed, 64% of the public expenditure in Lombardy region is given straight to the families, and it's outside the radar of the public authority. The national insurance just gives the money to the families. So the Lombardy region developed a system of 7 main goals, which are the goal I told you, and for each of these we have some key we have some indicators which are the key performance indicators. For example, about joint planning, one of the issues is how much of the resources of the municipalities are planned together with the other municipalities, and how much of the money of the resources of the municipalities are planned on its own by each of the municipalities. This is the one interesting from our point of view, which is knowing needs, which is one of the goals, knowing the population needs, know the diffusion of informal care, and knowing the average family's expenditure for care. So the issue is, do you know or not the population needs, how much is the population target, how much is the demand, and we see what's happening about this kind of goal. Another goal is if the public manager for the local planning authority do know or not the diffusion of informal care, and if they know or not the average family expenditure for care. So I come back just a minute because some person came after. This is all the money for social care in Lombardy region, which is 11 billion. But 64% of this money, the green part, is just given to the families by the national insurance. And this is the part of the money which is in the hands of the local planning authority. So we have a local planner who has the main goal to help the different actors in the local place to work together, who has 6% of the money, and you have the families with 64%, and you don't know what they do. So the main goal of the system of knowledge is how can we help public manager to know better what's happening, because most of the match is outside your borders. That's the real issue. So, and the other thing is that the yellow part, the 6%, is distributed in the Lombardy region between 98 local planning, strategic planner, which means about 100,000 people each. So, let's see what's happening about this kind of key performance indicator on the knowledge of the local public manager, and I go to the end of my presentation. What has been asked is, what do the settings, the local planning authorities, what do they know about population needs? So we ask them, what do they need about people in need of long-term care, about disabled people, about children between 1 and 3 years, about children between 4 and 6 years, about people dependent on drug, about people dependent on alcohol. So, in the main issue of the social care, which is the percentage of settings who knows data about how many users receive public service? So, do you know your supply? 79, the supply of your local authorities, 79% said yes, which means that 21% said no, I don't know how much is the supply given by the local authorities around me and which are in my goal to work, to be helped to work together. But the second issue is, do you know how much is the demand for service provision by people in need of long-term care? And 50% said yes. That means that 50% said no. And the third issue is, do you know how much is the target population for which has a need for long-term care? And 86% said no, because just 14% said yes. But if you go to the other, so in the 98 district of Lombardy region, 79% said yes, 50% said yes, 14% said yes. But if you look at people in need of long-term care in comparison to the other policy issue, you see that this is the best situation. This is not the worst. So they know about long-term care much more than they know about anything else. We just make a survey with just 14 of them, and so the first, the second, the third, the 14 of the 98 districts, and we ask the same issue. So I have the percentage now, each of the district, and you see that it's green when they say yes, it's black when they say no. Dark, completely dark. There are some districts who owns data and they tend to own data on everything, and there are districts which doesn't own data, and most of them don't own data on nothing. So there are different attitudes. So just to go to the end. Public management awareness for long-term care is better than their awareness for other policies. But public managers are often unaware of the real needs of the population and do not use data about care needs in the strategic planning. Public managers are aware of public provisions for services, but they are unaware of the private provisions. So they almost know what they give to the population, but most of the services are on the private side, so they should know, because if you don't know, you don't know why someone is inside or outside from the public gate. However, when they tend to adopt a culture of data analysis, collected data, they tend to collect and analyze data on all the targets. Moreover, they recognize that knowledge management is a worthwhile attribute of strategy of strategy making. Why they don't use this kind of information? The risk of these are the reasons. What inhibits setting from developing and sharing knowledge? The risk of understanding inconvenient truths. Maybe I find maybe I find some information that I don't want to discover, or maybe I cannot handle politically the issue which I'm going to discover, or maybe we think that we don't have resources or knowledge to deal with this kind of problem. So we have seen that the setting who collect data and develop, if a setting has a bigger attitude to collect data, it tends to develop this attitude on all the range the setting is working on. We think that it's a policy on its own to give incentives for a better understanding of population needs. So there is a policy which says you must do this or this or this, but it is also a policy to say you must know what you should know. So the sustainability of the long-term care system needs new planning model which should face in a better way uncertainty and lack of research with a better kind of knowledge for the system. Thank you.